Ladies and gentlemen, he's head football coach, University of Illinois. It's Ron Zook. Coach, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing all right, Stevie. You know, you got to keep, like I told our football team, you know what, if this is a game, and it's obviously a very important game, but they're learning how to handle life because they're going to have some other issues in life down the road that they're going to have to deal with also. So how they handle this is how they're going to handle their life.
I mean, 4 weeks ago, people were talking about Coach of the Year. And and here it's like embattled in 4 weeks, right?
I wish I had the answer, Steve. I really do. I wish I could come out and say, look, this is the problem. We're going to, we're going to make some changes. If you don't make changes, then you're not trying. And, obviously we're going to try. If you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results. So we're going to make some changes, see if those work. But it's not lack of effort. It's not, because we're not trying. It's, for whatever reason, the one side of the football that I would have bet my life on we didn't have to worry about was on the offensive side. But we've got to get them in the end zone somehow.
Well, it was like a flip of last year's concerns, right?
I
mean,
exactly.
You couldn't stop anybody last year, scored 35 points a game, and this year we can't get a first down. I don't understand it. And here's from the novice fan that doesn't have a clue. I would say, gosh, Coach, can't we run that 2-minute offense the whole game because it looks good in the fourth quarter? I mean, that's. I'm just wondering what happens.
Well, you know, I think probably and there's a lot of theories, obviously it's on me. It's my job to get them in the end zone, and if I don't do it, then they got to do what they got to do.
Yeah, but Coach Petrino is kind of in charge of that area, and I know he's racking his brain. We're trying to figure it out. It's not like you're not trying.
That's what I said. It's not for lack of effort.
Absolutely.
If you look at the history of this game, it gets everybody.
Yeah. All right. The party on Sunday morning was obviously a bad thing that happened from the standpoint of guys being out late. Unfortunately, every program in America struggles with this because you can't be with these kids all the time. Trulon's going to be okay, is that right?
He's going to be fine. You know, here's the deal on this whole thing, Stevie. People say, what are you going to do? The guys that were out were not guys that play. The freshmen and mm-hmm. the redshirt guys. Were they out too late? Absolutely. Am I going to tell them that they got to be in at a certain hour? I can do that. But then you got to, first of all, if you make a rule, then you got to police the rule and know what you can do. But is that truly what college is all about? Is that what other universities are doing? And so now you got to deal with that. This town, this community has a lot more bigger issues than their football coach, I promise you.
Yeah.
I said to our guys, why are you there? Coach, the reason we go there is there's never any problems. Well, this was a big party, and there were problems. He said, we don't have to worry about getting in trouble. We go downtown, you never know what you're going to get mm-hmm. jumped, just like the other two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different account of what happened with the other two guys downtown earlier. So, I mean, where do they go? And like I said, the community has some issues, and it's more than just the football coach.
Hmm. All right. So the issues specifically in your mind would be what?
Well, I mean, is it safe to walk around here?
Yeah. Well, they're going to get taunted, particularly if you lose to Michigan, right? And these guys have pride. They don't like hearing that stuff.
Well, but that had nothing, Stevie, this had nothing to do with anything. They didn't know they were football. It had nothing to do with anything like that. Nothing to do with any of that stuff.
All right, crazy thing, and again, from the standpoint of being out late, again, this is an issue coaches struggle with all across the country. Would you like them to go to bed at 11? Sure, but they're kids, and they're gonna be places. And so, having grown up in this area, I'm well aware of the 1970s how late some of the guys are staying out. So it does happen. It's unfortunate, but it has happened. But I'm glad Trulon's going to be okay.
Well, that's the key, and it's like I feel so bad for Trulon because he's. This guy, all he was doing is what you'd want a big brother to do, and I think that the reason he was even called is shows you what this team thinks of this guy, it's an unfortunate incident for whatever reason, and it's like Trulon said to me, he said, there've been times in my life when, this probably should have happened, and he said, I've done everything I can do to, turn my life around, and he has. I'm gonna tell you something. This guy, he's got more grit, and he's got more, class than all these people doing the yapping. And
here's a story where Illinois football's helped a young man, right?
Well, Illinois football's helped him, but he's had enough about him to pull himself up and say, look, this is the kind of life I'm going to live. I'm going to live the right life. And he's become a very, very strong Christian. And all these things that, you know, the people just, you know, once again, they want to jump on him. And you know, that's the nature of the business. But I'm going to tell you this. He's a classy guy, and you know, he made some mistakes early in his life, but you know what? What he's done is he's turned them around, and you know that old saying, you know, don't be the first dealer. He who lives in a glass house don't throw stones.
Well, all right, how do you handle all this stuff about get rid of Ron Zook? He can't. I mean, again, 4 weeks ago, I thought you were coach of the year. I mean, how do you?
Well, you know what, Stevie? Here's how I look at that. I mean, if they feel like that's what they got to do, then do it. You know, I'm not good. I can walk out of my head held high because I'm going to tell you, regardless of what people say, all they got to do is look at what we've done, where the program is right now. But I don't want to talk about that right now. Let these guys.
Yeah, I know.
Let these guys get through these next two games.
Right.
I mean, you know what? It's not about them. They want to win, just like everybody wants to win. And if they feel like that's what they got to do, then do it. I mean,
But based on the feel out there, you'd think you'd be 0-10. I mean,
but you know what? You remember now when we were 6-0, it didn't feel like 6-0 either.
Yeah.
Because we weren't, I don't know, for whatever reason.
Well, you didn't play enough tough guys. You didn't play all those easy schedules. Well, what are you supposed to do? And if you're going to, no matter what, I think these last 2 years are going to end up being the most wins Illinois football has had in 20 years in 2 years. So, I mean, it's like, okay, so exactly what am I supposed to do here? I know it doesn't feel good losing four straight. I know people want to win, but so do you. And we got Wisconsin coming up, and they're a problem because I think they're the best team in the Big Ten.
Probably.
And so can we just go in and just say, guys, nobody gives us a chance, chip on our shoulder, let's go, shock the world here.
I love these situations myself, you know, and they said this thing ain't about me. They do what they want to do. I'm going to be fine. Hmm. But this is about these kids. And you know, if the Illini Nation has any, you know, if they really care about the Illini Nation, if they really care about the University of Illinois, then support these guys, you know, and then get rid of me. Do what you got to do when you got to do it, you know. But you know what? It ain't these guys' fault. It's my fault. Mm-hmm. I'll take the blame. That's fine, you know. But support the guys and don't tear the program. You know, don't put the program in the position that it was when I came here.
Yeah, I know, and it seems to be, you know, self.
Well, like I said, I told you earlier. I mean, you know, the first 2 years, I get credit for them first 2 years, but I'm gonna tell you now, the program was not where it is right now.
Well, you got a lot better players in, I think, and went to a Rose Bowl, and you're gonna have three of the six winning seasons in the last 20, and again, you look at that and you step back and everybody be a little objective saying, you know, this is better than we've had. It's not as good as you want it, but it's better than it's been, and I think future looks good, and a lot of these guys are young.
Well, I know.
All right, so senior day is Saturday. All right, senior day is Saturday.
That's right.
What time will you be announcing these kids? What time should we get in the stands?
Well, you know, I'm not exactly sure. I don't know all that stuff. The game starts at 11, so
okay,
you know,
10:30, 10:40,
yeah. Or 10:20, I mean.
And these are good boys you're going to be hugging.
Good guys that care about this place. And you know what? And I hate to say this, and I don't mean this, you know, because there's a lot more good people out there than not as good of fans, but you know, these guys, they care about this university a lot more than some people do. And like I said, don't blame them, blame me.
No. Well, all right. I know that you're hanging tough and you're focused on Wisconsin trying to get it done. But again, there are not a lot of people thinking we have much chance. And I agree with you. These are good situations. And again, it's frustrating to think, man, we can move this football and we do it in certain parts of the game. And if we can get a little more, if we can just get a little energy and something good happen for this team, you never know.
Let's go. Well, you know, hey, I'm going to tell you, I come out that locker room, I'm planning on winning the game. You know, regardless of what people think, call me crazy, call me what you want. And that's why a lot of people couldn't do this job.
Well, I like you, Ron, and I think you're a good man, and I'm sure rooting for you, buddy. I really know you
are, and I appreciate it, Steve. I appreciate everything you do.
All right, well, you hang in. We'll be talking next week.
All right, brother.
That's
thanks.
Illinois football coach Ron Zook a little bit today on several things. And again, I thought about the Jerry Sandusky. He hasn't had time to look into this story. I mean, he's been so consumed with this losing streak, four in a row. And I'm well aware of what's out there, and I understand. And listen, how disappointed can you be when you have a sellout against Michigan and we look like that? And Ron knows that. He's trying to fix it. It's not like he's not trying to do it. It's just that there's just something about the second string quarterback is always the favorite guy in town on the team, second string guy, because, you know, you don't know what he can do, and he's going to be better than the first string. And the next coach is always going to be better than your current coach because, oh, then this, the internet can burn up about, oh, who are we going to get and all this stuff. Listen, it's out there. You know, whether Ron can get it, he has 2 years left. He has to have an extension or you have to let him go. And then you got to pay him off the $3.4 million you're going to owe him. And then do you keep your defensive and offensive coordinators? Probably bring your own guys in. That's another million or two. So the university and somebody out there is going to have to come up with $5 or $6 million just to pay off the contracts. So that's another thought. But it's a real deal. People talking about, you know, Ron Zook, should he go? Should he stay? I mean, Lauren has a an article in this morning's Gazette. Is it time to sack Zook?
Hmm.
So you want to be a football coach, huh? Okay.
Ooh, lots of pressure.
Well, and just fleeting, if there's any fame. And I'm starting to think this, you know, more than ever, this job is as much of a PR thing as it is a coaching job. You got to get out there and connect with the fans and get them in your corner when things get tough. Ron's been so focused on the entire thing from the standpoint of let's just win football games. I think half your time's got to be out there shaking hands. I think it's kind of that kind of a, you got to get the support. You almost have to lobby for support. It's not just good enough anymore to be a coach. You got to now be their favorite coach. It's tough business. We'll be right back. 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. Tracy, is that... We got Tracy. Hey, Tracy.
How's it going?
Good, buddy. What's your take?
Question real quick. Did he not get a bonus last year for going to the bowl game?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
He's got 2 years left, and you can't not do anything after this year. You either have to extend his contract or you have to let him go.
I understand, and I agree with a lot of the things he was saying. But it's the expectations that he brought, you know.
Well, there's no question. But look, he'll have three of the six winning seasons in the last 20. Mm-hmm. And I understand 7-5 isn't exciting. 6-6 isn't exciting. It is, however, better than it's been, which isn't – it's better. It is better. The question is, we got to go up another rank. He wants to, and he went to a Rose Bowl. That was a good year.
Yeah.
And it's tough because, you know, I tell you what, Ron Zook does not have a real connection with a lot of people in this town. I think, if you remember Mike White, everybody felt like they knew him.
Uh-huh.
Mike's our buddy. Listen, the guy was outstanding with people. Everybody knew Mike.
Ron is immersed in football.
Well, he's immersed and he's busy. He's talking about winning football games, which is what he thinks he's supposed to do. And it's not for lack of trying. These guys are working all the time. They're trying to figure out the X's and O's and all these things. And some weeks we look really good as we did earlier in the year. And the last four have been tough. Michigan was a bad game, man. There's nothing, no spin in that. It was very disappointing, particularly Michigan. You just hate that. You know, they come. That's just harder.
Right.
I don't know, Tracy. What do you think?